This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Washington now had a seemingly safe 13-point lead over sputtering Dallas. On the Cowboys' next series came the turning point of the game. Roger Staubach was having one of his poorest passing days in the NFL, and he couldn't find an open receiver and ran. Staubach gained a first down, but was knocked woozy, and this proved to be the turning point of the day, for into the fray came an untried and unknown rookie quarterback named Clint Longley.
The words, two of them, put together, side by side. Clint Longley. I don't think you have to be a longtime fan, a child of the 70s like I was, or older, to know the significance of 50 years ago tomorrow. November 28th, 1974 was the most memorable Thanksgiving Day game in NFL history. Any ranking of the greatest Thanksgiving Day games in NFL history has the Clint Longley game as number one, and it's 50 years ago tomorrow, November 28th, 1974. It happened at Texas Stadium. Washington was playing the second game against the Cowboys in less than 2 weeks. They had played the Sunday two games previous to it at RFK against the Cowboys and beat them 28-21. They actually had a 28-0 lead at halftime. The Cowboys roared back, and they had four chances with the ball inside Washington's 10-yard line. Couldn't score to force overtime in that game, and Washington won the first 28-21. Washington then beat Philadelphia, and then on short week went to Texas Stadium to face the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day 1974. The setup for this game was a little bit different. For those that don't know the history, in 71 when George Allen arrived, that really began the intensity of the Redskins-Cowboys rivalry. And in 71, 72, 73, and heading into the 74 season, it was already the biggest rivalry in the sport. The games were intense. They had already played in the NFC Championship game in 1972. They had battled it out for the division in 71, 72, and 73. But in 1974, this was a revamped Cowboys team, and they were not having a typical Dallas season. They were 6-5 heading into that Thanksgiving Day game and needed to win to avoid being eliminated from the postseason. Now, keep in mind, back then, 14-game regular seasons. So they were 6-5, and with a loss, they would be eliminated for the first time in, I think, 9 years, 10 years. They had been a perennial playoff team, and Washington was 8-3 heading into that game and tied for first place with the St. Louis Cardinals. They were battling it out for the division lead that particular year in the NFC East. And Washington would clinch with a win on Thanksgiving, at the very least, a wild card berth. So that was the backdrop for the game. The other part of the game was that for basically 2.5 quarters, Washington dominated They were favored going into the game. They led 16-3. And a promise before the game by Dyron Talbert, Washington's defensive tackle, to knock Roger Staubach out of the game came true. But Staubach wasn't having a good game, and you'll hear something about that as in a few minutes, because I'm going to play part of an interview that I did yesterday with one Billy Kilmer. They knocked Staubach out of the game, and Longley came in to the game. And he was immediately effective, driving them to a touchdown to cut the deficit to 16-10. Then the Cowboys took the lead 17-16. Then Washington drove back down the field to make it 23-17. And then they had the ball back, Washington did, and had a chip shot field goal to go up 9 midway through the fourth quarter. But Too Tall Jones in his rookie year blocked the field goal, and Dallas took over, and the rest is history. Clint Longley threw a 50-yard pass to Drew Pearson with 28 seconds to go in the game.
But the Cowboys were 50 yards away, 35 seconds left to play. 50 yards and 35 seconds away from extinction for the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas and their unheralded rookie had done the impossible, and an entire stadium of 63,243 went wild. Clint Longley, with his incredible passing performance, had captured the fancy of a packed stadium and a national television audience, and had plunged his team right back in the thick of playoff possibilities. Certainly a long and bright future awaits the 22-year-old rookie quarterback, but no matter how long he plays the game of football and how well he plays it, it is unlikely he'll ever surpass the shining moment he knew in Dallas this Thanksgiving Day.
Clint Longley, the Clint Longley game. He would not play a whole hell of a lot the rest of his career. He started one game the following season when Roger Staubach was hurt, one game in 1976, and then during training camp, heading into the 76 or 77 season, he sucker punched Roger Staubach in the locker room, and they cut him, and he was never in the league again. That happened in 75, and then San Diego signed him, and he started a game in San Diego in 76. But that game, forever immortalized as the Clint Longley game, 24-23 Cowboys. They did not go on to make the postseason. Washington went on to be a wild card team that year. St. Louis won the division. Washington ended up losing in the postseason to the LA Rams 19-10. That was, by the way, Sonny Jurgensen's final game at 40 years old. He came in off the bench for Billy Kilmer. But I had a chance yesterday to catch up with Billy Kilmer, who was the starting quarterback in that game. Billy Kilmer, one of the legendary players in Redskins history, one of the legendary quarterbacks in Redskins history. In 8 seasons in Washington from 71 through 78, a 50-23-1 record as a starting quarterback, 5 playoff trips, and of course in 1972 Billy led Washington, along with their outstanding defense and outstanding special teams, to Super Bowl VII, where they lost to the Dolphins. But that was the first trip for the franchise to a Super Bowl. So I'm going to play a snippet of my conversation with Billy Kilmer. I'm going to run the entirety of it on my podcast tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. It won't be a long show, but it was great to catch up with Billy. He's got a super sharp memory about a lot of things from those days. But I started off by asking him if the lead up to that Dallas game on Thanksgiving Day 1974 was typical. Remember, it's just 4 days rather than a full week, but we were calling it Dallas Week back then. And I asked him if it sort of felt like a Dallas Week leading into the game.
Dallas Week was always good, no matter what your records were, and you wanted to beat Dallas more than anything. I know George, he was, that was a big week, and nobody slept off. We worked harder on that week than we did any other week, I know that.
part of the buildup to the game included, you know, Dyron Talbert predicting that he'd knock Staub back out of the game. What do you remember about that, you know, back
well,
and forth?
That was, I remember Dyron saying that and everything. And as the game progressed, you know, Staubach was having a bad game. He was overthrowing receivers. He was doing everything. And, you know, we were ahead most of the game. We were ahead until the end. And I remember at the end of the third quarter, I ran over to the bench and I said, I told all the defensive line, especially Dyron, I said, don't knock him out. Don't knock him out because he can't beat us today. So don't. And the only guy I missed was Dave Robinson. He didn't hear me because right after that, he was blitzed and knocked Roger out of the game. And in came Clint Longley, and, you know, everything else was history. That's no kidding. I knew that Roger wasn't going to beat us that day. And I said, don't knock him out of the game, because I remember Dyron saying that.
You guys were up. You took a 16-3 lead midway through the third quarter. By the way, Dwayne Thomas, who was a former Cowboy who played that season, that 74 season with you guys, had a big game. He scored two touchdowns in the game, caught a pass from you for a touchdown, and rushed for another. So you went to Talbert and the defense, just forgot to go to Dave Robinson and said, Roger can't beat us today. But did you know anything about his backup?
No, not nothing. And neither did our defense come to find out. You know, he was, nobody knew what he could do or anything. And, you know, they played him straight up and he beat us. But, you know, in that game, they went down and scored a touchdown. And then I drove them down to about the 20-yard line, and we had a if Mosley makes that field goal,
it's over.
It's not, there was no, you know, wouldn't have made any difference because we would have won the game, you know, by 3 points anyway. But you know, he got it blocked by Tuttle stood up and blocked the kick, and then that was a difference, and they took it down and scored the winning touchdown.
Mosley missed two field goals in that game, but you're right. You guys were up 23-17, and it was the fourth quarter. If he makes that kick, you guys are up 9, and it's game over. And
game over.
Yeah. So when he threw the first touchdown pass, because he threw two of them, he threw one to Billy Joe Dupree before he threw the one to Drew Pearson, and that was kind of a long touchdown pass as well. Did anybody on the sideline get concerned?
Well, I'm sure we all did. I can't remember the emotions of that game other than when they scored the last touchdown. It was like sticking a dagger in us.
Yeah, it was a dagger for sure. Billy was great and ended up talking about a lot of other things. And he weighed in on Jaden Daniels and the team this year as well, and I'll have that up on my podcast tomorrow on Thanksgiving morning. By the way, I was looking through this. I mean, this is if you've ever spent time on Pro Football Reference and just gone back and looked at some of the games you remember and looked at the box scores, they end up being much different sometimes than you remember. But games back then had so many turnovers in them. How about Washington losing a game in which they won the turnover battle plus 4? Dallas had 5 turnovers in the game and still one. Billy on that day was 8-for-17. That's it. For 112 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, they rushed the ball for over 100 yards. Longley came in a quarter and a half. He was 11-for-20, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns, and led 3 touchdown drives. But in the, you know, history of the NFL, that's your Thanksgiving Day game. You get reminded of it almost every year, you know, especially when Washington plays Dallas on Thanksgiving. But even when Dallas is playing somebody else, you'll get some reference, I'm sure, in the pregame show or during the game to what happened. And I would imagine that tomorrow, is that game a Fox game? I think it's a Fox game. I would imagine they'll do something of a retrospective on 50 years ago, to the day, actually. It was Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, the latest that Thanksgiving can be. That's the latest the fourth Thursday in November can be. Anyway, Billy was great, and you can catch it all. I'll have it out as a podcast tomorrow. All right. I do want to mention that Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. We'll do some Denton news when we come back, including the college football rankings, which came out last night. Ben Standig will join us at 11, and we'll find out maybe from Ben a little bit more about the kicker situation and whether or not Seibert was injured Sunday during the game, or was he compromised heading into the game. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.